The pros and cons of the one-child policy. Dear editor, I recently learned about the one-child policy and I am interested in this issue. I would like to share my opinion to the Young Post readers. The one-child policy was implemented in 1979 in the mainland to control its population explosion. More than 30 years after its implementation, people start evaluating the value of this policy. Of course, there are always both sides to an issue. First of all, we can see that this policy has successfully kept the mainland's population growth manageable. With the low birth rate, the government is able to allocate more resources like education services, health services, and other social support to individual families. Millions of people can have a better quality of life. If the population in the mainland kept increasing, resources would be stretched to the breaking point and the citizens' living standards would suffer. Secondly, no one can deny that the one-child policy has helped bring prosperity to the country by increasing economic growth. Since more people can receive higher education, there are more skilled workers and high-end jobs. However, this policy has its shortcomings as well. This policy violates people's human rights. Thousands of women have been forced to receive an abortion if they have already conceived one child. It has also led to a gender imbalance and creates countless terrible crimes on the mainland. It is because many traditional families prefer boys over girls. Consequently, many baby girls have been aborted, abandoned, or even killed. According to a recent study, there are 35 million more boys than girls under the age of 20 in mainland China, which may cause a social problem to the country as it is more and more difficult for them to find a husband or a wife. Moreover, the one-child policy also hampers Chinese people's social and psychological developments as most of them grow up without siblings. Without others to share the burden, a single young person eventually will have to support several older parents and grandparents. Will this burden be too heavy for them to bear? As we know, there won't be a policy which can perfectly fit everyone's need. I just hope that the mainland government should review this policy by considering both sides of the effects so that it can come up with newer measures to keep a balance between controlling the mainland's population explosion and preventing the infringement of human rights. Your faithfully, Chris Wong.